Hello and welcome to Stories from a Small Blue Marble. My name is Brian Hancock and I'll be your storyteller. Before we get started, I wanted to thank you for listening. These stories are my life in small bite-sized chunks. I have had an incredibly charmed life and I'm happy that you're here with me to enjoy some of it. So let's get started. Please excuse another interruption, but I had to say something about this. When I was a kid, my parents had two families as great friends, the Adies and the Gileses. They would come over to our house many times for dinner parties, and on Sunday, when the sailing season was closed because of snow in the mountains, they would come for a Sunday braai. A braai, by the way, is a barbecue, but only better. Well, that's my opinion anyway. Funnily enough, some dude from Kentucky in the United States opened up a restaurant in South Africa and called it Kentucky Fried Chicken. Instead of a braai, we would sometimes have KFC. I had never eaten coleslaw before. It was as if magic had come to darkest Africa. Anyway, I digress. Mrs. Giles was my mum's best friend. My mum died over 50 years ago. I'll come to that story. So I never really knew her, but Mrs. Giles filled me in when I was an adult. She once told me that my mum was the kindest, sweetest person that she'd ever met. I'll take that thought with me to my grave, or the furnace, which is my preferred choice. Here's a funny side story. You may have noticed that I refer to my parents' friends by their last names. We would never call them by their first names. It was Mr. and Mrs. Giles and Mr. and Mrs. Ady. I bring this up now because Roger Giles, the last of the lot, died recently, and with his death went my childhood. I guess from now on, we were the old folks now. I visited Mr. and Mrs. Giles when I was in my 50s. I simply could not call them Roger and Shirley. They insisted on it, but my tongue could not make it happen. There are two stories that I remember. My dad visited the US in 1963 and bought me a Davy Crockett hat and a Buffalo Bill tent. Our dog ate the hat. But when we went camping with the Adies and the Gileses, I took my tent. It was pitched away from the rest of the tents, and at night, especially if there was a moon, the shadows of the trees would dance on the tent and would scare the crap out of me. I would usually give it up and climb into my parents' tent. Then one day Mr. Giles came up with a proposition. He would pay me 50 cents if I slept in my tent all night. That was enough money. I slept in my tent all night from then on. It was only many years later when I realized that me creeping into my parents' tent was disrupting their sex life. Oh well. As far as I knew, my parents had never had sex anyway. Many years later, I was in Colorado. My daughter Tori lives there. I made a pilgrimage to Buffalo Bill's grave. It was a somber place, for me at least. The old guy was long dead and I'd never met him, but he was a part of my memories, and for that I will forever be grateful. The second story was this. Between Christmas and New Year, our three families would camp together at Minbar Dam, the place where I learned how to sail. It was so much fun. Our parents got pissed by noon, and we were allowed to run free. One evening, my dad, Mr. Giles, and Mr. Ady were braaiing. They had an old 44-gallon drum cut in half and had filled it with firewood earlier in the day. By the evening, there was just a bed of very hot coals. Then came the meat. I remember that for some reason, they had taken the steel grate off the fire and placed it on the ground. They must have been stoking the fire. I walked up innocently enough to see if I could get some scraps of meat to chew on. I was barefoot and hadn't noticed the red-hot grate on the grass. My dad, Mr. Giles, and Mr. Ady were well into their 15th Castle Lager and never noticed me. I stepped right into the grate. For years I had crisscross marks as a scar on my feet. I really don't remember, but I'm sure that they just went to cracking up in some beers and telling my mom that I was her problem to deal with. I tell you this now because, as I said, Mr. Giles, okay, I will call him Roger, has now left for the big garden in the sky. I never thought that I'd be one of the old folks, but I guess from now on, I am one of the old folks. That aside, please call me Brian, not Mr. Hancock. Mr. Hancock was my dad. I hope that you enjoyed this storycast interruption, and thanks, as always, for listening. For all of my books, please go to www.brianhancockbooks.org. It's .org, not .com. There you'll find all of my books, my Substack blogs, stories, and very soon my podcasts. There'll be interviews with sailing legends, and I think you'll enjoy all of the content. So please check in and say hello. And thanks, as always, for listening.